Happy Sunday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you from the default location, alternate route. Happy Sunday. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Taking the alternate route through what I've learned are multi-million-dollar homes. Well, million-dollar homes, I wouldn't say. Some of them are multi, but most of them are just million-dollar homes. Million two, million three, 900,000 or so. And I thought to myself, I pay $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment in this area, but this area changes very drastically every not every 500, 600 feet, but you go 500, 600 feet, you're in a different class of neighborhood. Like this neighborhood here is definitely in a higher class / higher property value than the one I live in. And get me wrong, the homes in my area, they go for about a million also. And you can tell, the reason I know is, all you gotta do is walk by a house, or when I walk by a house, I Google the address. First thing that comes up is Zillow or Real Max or something like that with the property value. I'm getting a cramp. I'm getting one of them stomach cramps because I ate my two hot dogs and my tater tots and my shoestring fries. It took me a nap. I'm just waking up from that, feeling kind of somber, feeling a kind of way, because I'm probably off the regiment, off my goal of at least acting like I'm trying to defend my work and to keep my work, my weight rather, keep my weight at a certain level. And I knew Jamaican cuisine, what is that? Jamaican cuisine. I'm gonna have to take a sidestep. And I'm definitely cramping in my stomach, which is, I feel, it's penance. It's something I should rightfully have to suffer through. Jamaican, I saw that too. I'm like, hey, this is new?
I've seen it for a year.
Really? Yeah, I've driven so many places. Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Jamaican place, let's not forget it. Let's get the picture for me. Let's go see if we can get the, are we getting it? Whatever it is. From behind. It's called 14-14056. Burbank. Oh, too bad I can't get the fried catfish and fries. Fish. Don't tell me they ain't got no. Don't have any, what's it called? Fried chicken or jerk chicken. That's what we're looking for, the jerk chicken. If they had that. I'm cramping up. And probably deservedly so. Hopefully, that'll remind me. Then you got a King of India restaurant, grocery, spices. One thing I love about this place, diversity. It's a nice day. I was walking. Kids were kicking a soccer ball. Now kids out here in the yard playing football. Yesterday I went to the park and it was packed because it was a nice day and it didn't dawn on me, you know. It was a nice day. It was a nice day yesterday. I wanted to get out. I think my boy said Mahomes. I get there playing football. It's like he said, I'm Mahomes. You know how we used to call all our players? Mahomes ain't black. Yeah. Heck, I might not be able to make finish this walk the way my stomach cramping. I mean, it's not like I feel like I'm gonna pass out or be hurt or nothing. But things are definitely getting worked out. That's for sure. And I'll probably be able to walk it off. But anyway, Jamaican food place. Remember I found that one? I was looking for a Louisiana fried chicken. And I found one, Chins and Stones. Stones and Chins or something like that. In San Bernardino someplace. So I ended up getting some of their food. It was delicious. It was delicious. And a welcome change from the habit of, you know, my normal go-to food. To have a change and to actually enjoy and partake in something different than what I'm used to. Yeah. I'm gonna open this, pull it out farther, see if I can get it better. A less strenuous. Wonder if I push this up some and hold it like that. Pull it down some. Hold it like that. See, in that way, at least it's not all up on my face the way I was having it before. That's all I wanted. Was to not have it on my face. You know, all close. At least you get some kind of, you know, angle or you can see beside me and not be all up in my pores and whatnot. Yeah, I'm cramping up. I probably need to stop, take a rest. And I'm saying yesterday, when I'm here walking, I never just stop and take a rest. I'm always, you know, I'm in go mode. I never just stop and rest and sit and enjoy the scenery or enjoy where I'm at. I might do it this time. When I get to 5,000 steps, I might sit down and do that. Just to enjoy some, you know, enjoy the weather. Enjoy the sun that I'm paying for. Like I'm telling people, if you ain't into the California thing, why are you out here paying all that money? You know? It's a lot easier this way. If you ain't into the California thing, why be out here paying all the money? Go work in Buda, Idaho. I was like, that's a good move for you. You know, because he one of them cats that like guns and isolation. be bragging about the fact that there's nobody within 3 miles of their house or some shit like that. I wouldn't quite necessarily think that was something that I would brag about, even though I talked plenty of shit about human beings. Well, I was gonna say about people, but not persons. Or persons, but not people. But that's not true. Probably because I talk shit about everything. Let's just be honest. I guess it's different degrees. You know, since I talk shit about everything, the things that I say that I talk shit about less, I consider things that I don't talk shit about which may or may not be the case. Yeah, the cramp is still there. Feels like it's going down though. And by down, I mean the ache or whatever is still there. But it kind of feels like it's getting lower and lower in my abdomen area. It's like right here on the side, like right here. Whew, that feels good to switch hands. That felt good to switch hands. It's hard doing this. Podcasting is hard. Just because I love it don't mean nothing. Hazeltine. Seemed like I walked in front of that school when I've walked before. But I don't think that could be the case. I think it's another school when I walk down Kester that I can remember walking in front of. Or another street. So I think Hazeltine is the border or the street I need to go down from my house to circle back. If I was to walk to Hazeltine and walk down to Ventura Boulevard and walk up the main street, that should be about 10,000 steps. Because I used to walk from my house down to Ventura via the closest main street, and I'd always come up short of 10,000. And of course, you just do the math backwards, and you'll see that I hit Ventura with less than 5,000 steps. So it's good to be out here. Chandler Cheetahs. You see that? The Chandler Cheetahs. Oh, look what they did. They put these little cups in here. They snapped them in. Can you see? Then they painted them. Or they might have been already colored. They didn't have to paint them. I'm for that. Put them kids to work. I'm for that. You know what? If I was to get a rope or a string and tie it here and then tie it here, it would give me leverage. And it shouldn't bounce around that much. I gotta cross the street anyway because the sidewalk ends when you get farther down. Because streaming Facebook Live, Congressional Church of the Chimes. The Congressional Church of the Chimes. Streaming on Sundays. I don't know if you can see that or not, but that's what it says. They're streaming on Sunday. This thing is heavy. It ain't about the scenery anyway, it's about the commentary. This thing is heavy. I'm about to do something like this. Well, that's a lot easier. Well, that's much easier. That's much easier. Maybe like this is the way I should have had it. And that way you can at least see a little bit of something behind me. And I can even turn it this way some to give you more of a a different perspective. How about like that? Well, the cramp is gone, as I knew it would be. It worked itself out. I thought the park was here, but the park is on Tyrone. So when I walk back, I'll try to come up a different street. But I have to remember that because of the freeway, the 101 North Freeway, 101 South, the Pacific, I don't know what freeway that's called right there. It's not Ventura. I guess it's like Ventura Freeway. Then there's the 101. And then there's the 134. It's basically all the same road. And that's not surprising, because I've seen that in different cities before. You know, that's not all that shocking. But when you first come out here, it is. You don't really know what's going on and what's happening. Yeah, here's the park. I guess the park does come all the way over. I knew I'd walk through the park. Sometimes I lose my bearings. And I think I do it on purpose. I really do think I do it on purpose. People playing badminton, families out here playing badminton. Kids, children. People playing baseball. Oh, they playing kickball. Oh, they playing kickball. Oh my God. I ain't seen people play kickball. Folks out here playing kickball. I gotta go see that. I gotta go see the kickball game. I gotta go see the kickball game. And they got like a real kickball too. Yeah, they got food and stuff. Dude got on a Giants shirt. That probably is a gentleman. I ain't mad at all. What's up, dude? I ain't seen kickball in years. Now that's cool. Now that's cool. And you walk by here, you got dogs. You got soccer. Oh, I should turn this around so you can see, huh? Can you see him playing kickball? See him playing kickball? And you got soccer over here. And you got dogs. And you got people. You got all kinds of people stuff. People out here being people. People out here being people. People out here being people. People walking around talking, socializing, jogging. Basketball's over there, basketball court. There's baseball someplace. Then you come down here, there's gonna be a lot of picnics and stuff. Like a lot of people having birthday parties and whatnot in the park, because a lot of these people live in apartments. And, you know, they get a chance to get out. What are these people doing? They're playing baseball. They're playing cricket or something. They're playing cricket. Well, I'll be damned. That's not even baseball. They out there playing cricket. California, will you just stop? California, will you please just stop? With all the diversity and all of the different things, And this is the beautiful greenery and the beautiful sun. They playing cricket. They actually got the pole, because I saw the dude run up and throw the ball. I was like, that don't look like baseball. See what? See if you can see it. I don't know if you can see it or not. I got to get a flip cam. See him run up? Wow, tell me that ain't the coolest. And people out here throwing the football around. People just be out here. Homie got on gloves. Like he a footballer or something. Look like he might play for somebody. He got on like them kind of athletic sweatpants. It's all taper to make you look like you, you know. Make you look like you a real, what's it called? A real ball player. Not that he ain't. You know. This dude out here with a horse. He's trying to train him to be still, big Cujo looking horse doggy. It's nice. Oh, look at all the kids over there. Oh my God. All them kids over there. And babies. It's just, you know, humans. You gotta love humans. You gotta love human beings. I know I do. I talk a lot of craziness about humans. But, you know. I'll tell you this though, too. The whole thing, the little baby. Hey, little, I don't know if you can see a little baby walking around. Trying to kick the ball. Now she get distracted. There she gone. She going. Oh, I remember my granddaughter was that age. She was finally able to do something. I'm just saying. She was finally able to do something. Anything. Blink, look at you. Something. I'm just saying. Oh, they changed the name. It looks like it's a new sign, too. Can you see it? Van Nuys Memorial Park or whatever. I need a flip cam, and I need a flip cam bad. Damn it. I need a flip cam. I need it for y'all. Not for me. Because I can look at me all day long. Let's just be honest. It's for y'all. To give y'all the benefit of seeing something other than myself. Which there's nothing wrong with that. Because they say you're supposed to love thyself. Love thy own. Be who you are. Feel who you are. Do who you are. Now I'm getting lost in soliloquy and phrases as I'm distracted by people walking by me. But I want to maintain the commentary. But I can't really concentrate on being the cool words. So here's how I used to hold it. This is the easiest way to hold it right here. But that's just ridiculous, isn't it? What if I turn it all the way like that? And I hold it like that. Is that better? Is that better? You can kind of see me. But I do want to be in the shot. I do. I do want to be in the shot. Yeah, we're walking down here. Hey, you gonna stop? So now on this Sunday, you coming from Trader Joe's, you're supposed to be calm and relaxed with meditation and yoga. That's how I stereotypically lump all the Trader Joe's people. Go in there and get your vegan food and stay calm and do your yoga and meditation and mindfulness exercises. Damn it. I guess technically, I could turn it around like that. I don't even got to turn it around. I can just turn the stick. Or I can hold a carry like that. I ain't got to carry like this. That don't make no sense. I can just turn the whole stick around. I don't have to turn the camera. I'm just experimenting. I'm learning. Oh, I should run. I should run. But I'm not. 15 seconds, I could have made it. 15 seconds, I could have made it. Here we are. I believe that's called the Sherman Oaks Galleria. As I remember, or not remember correctly, I think it's the Sherman Oaks Galleria. I used to go in there every Christmas to get a Christmas gift for somebody, because I'd always wait to the last minute and needed something nice. Even in the era of Amazon and all that, I'd always wait too late and have to run in there and get something. Riverside Drive, Riverside and Hazeltine. I love this place. I've been here 20 years. I've been in this damn place almost 25 years. And don't consider myself part of the culture, mainly because of the dominance of the Hispanic heritage. Just trying to say a fancy word for Mexicans. I never consider myself part of this place, but hell, I've been here for 20 something years. I've been here to a lot of people. I talked to the lady that I've been watching walk up down the street, walk her dog for 20 years. She's been here for 25. She's been there for 25 years. She's like 70 years old. Still working. You know? That's what we do. But I'm thinking, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that. And not early retirement. Not early retirement. It's not early retirement. See, dude jogging with his Trader Joe shirt on. But he ran in here. He might be a construction worker or something. He running, and he had on like regular pants. He had on a Trader Joe's shirt and running with a Trader Joe's bag. It's the Galleria. Westfield Mall, I guess they call it. That's what the name of it. They're like corporate or official name. Just made that up too. But yeah. So what I'm trying to do is it's all about fucking home night. So I woke up 2:24 this morning, ate my french fries and my hot dogs, half a bag of marshmallows and the rest of the gummy worms. Went to bed. Mr. Scales said 2:26. I want to start a Monday at a very... My God, look at that. You see that? Looks like that's the water. I don't know if you can see it or not. I always say that, huh? Let me see what I can do. Can you see that? Those pipes and stuff. That's something. That used to be the Sunkist building. I think it still might be. I think they, refabbing it? What's the word when they redo something? Refabrication. That might be it. Refabrication might be the word. Refabrication just might be the word. And you're under here, we're under the 101 again. Here we are under the 101 again. That was a bad, I need that flip cam. I need flip cam so bad. I can't believe I can't find another one. usually you can find another one, you know, and I'm like willing to pay for it. In fact, I can't wait to get off of this to look again, because one of these days I'm gonna go looking for it and they're gonna have one compatible that works. The same flip cam is hopefully gonna be upgraded. Here we go again, LA River. How many times have we seen this? You can see there's water in it. There's not always water in it. Yep, and it makes me, I definitely try to get, don't feel as sure-footed standing on this, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. It's under the bridge. That's where we came from. Damn, I need a flip cam bag. Whew, I turn around, I feel like I lose my balance or something. I gotta like turn to be sure-footed. What the hell is on this side? Oh, Choice Home Care. Oh, so this is a something, not a, not a house. I thought it was a house or something. It's a business. Like, people out. People are out. Now, who would have thunk? I mean, if I had to stop and thunk, I would have realized people gonna be out. It's a nice day, and people gonna be out. And it's probably like spring. It's probably like when spring breaks, because it's not really that warm. But it's definitely a warmer feel in the sun. It feels like, you know, not summer, but definitely a break in the weather, whatever that means. You see the sun on my face, there ain't nothing like it. That sun energy is important. And I realized too, but I also realized in my apartment that my blinds in the house next door let a lot of light into the bedroom. It doesn't bother me. And it's nice to have the sun wake me up early in the morning. It's nice to have the sun and light fill the room in the morning to let me know, you know, it's time to wake up, or let me know what time it is, you know, whatever. Because them blackout curtains at the Michelangelo Hotel, Times Square, Manhattan, New York City, and having the building right up next to another building where hardly no sun guy or light got in there anyway, and then blackout curtains, it stayed completely dark in that room. I mean, completely dark. Which is a good and a bad thing. And in my case, probably mostly bad. Whatever bad means. Bad being severely relative, subjective, depending on time and moment, depending on time, moment, jurisdiction, arraignment, alignment, synchronization, harmony, rhythms. Ooh, I just thought of something. You could probably apply good and bad in relation to harmony and disharmony. And it could be in music, obviously. If a note is not in harmony or disharmony or out of rhythm, you could definitely say it's bad, because there's standards, there's a right or wrong when or where a song is supposed to be performed. There's definitely a right or wrong the way a song is supposed to be performed. So you can, if you're not playing according to the music, if you're not playing according to the way the band dictates it's supposed to be, there is a right or wrong. That's where some of the subjectivity is taken out. Oh my God, this looks like a Montego. See this car here? I think my mother had one of these. I forgot about these cars. I think this is a Montego. I think that's what it was called. She has something like that. A Mercury Montego. Yeah, it was a Mercury something, remember? See, I forgot about it. The Montego she had. Wow. How was I holding this thing? California. I love it. I love it immensely. And it's nice that I get up 4:15 or whatever, and it's still light out. See how much sun is out? And this is nothing. This is nothing. When I go to Ohio, Jesus H. Christ, it stays light till like 10 o'clock sometime. You see, like, it stays light till 10 o'clock when I'm back there in the summertime. But I think, and I'm not sure, but I think the exchange is that the sun doesn't come up, doesn't rise until later in the day, I think. And that should stand the test of theory, considering position in a time zone where the length of the day is the same, but the start and ending of that time is shifted because of the position of the city in the time zone. See me, I see people coming. I walk in the street and get out of their way. I just let them know. I factor them out. You don't gotta like figure out which way to go, cause you ain't gonna be able to, you ain't gonna go far enough. You ain't gonna go far enough away from me. So I'm gonna show you how to do it. I'm gonna show you how to do it. That way, you don't have to make the decision. I take that decision out of your hands. I take it out of your hands so that you don't have to worry about where to walk or how to walk or what position or what angle or anything. That's what I'm gonna do for you, because I'm a people person. And I, am I a people person? I got on a new hoodie. Who noticed? Who noticed that I got on a new hoodie? It's a medium size. I'm not buying large anymore. I'm just gonna have to fight through it. I'm not buying large anymore. It's a medium. The cheapest what I could find at Amazon. As soon as I put it on, went to stretch it a little bit, it ripped. The pocket seam ripped. Go figure. Speaking of pocket seam ripping, or sewing, I guess I wasn't talking about sewing, I was talking about pocket seam ripping. I got a bunch of my clothes. I bought a lot of my clothes that I had in storage that I was keeping for sentimental reasons, that are too big, I'll probably never wear them again. So I was thinking about maybe one of the first things I pulled out was a sweatshirt, 1994 AFC Championship Pittsburgh. Even though it's too large, you know, kind of stretchy out, I'll probably never wear it again. But I don't know if I could throw it away. And I was thinking I could get it. I could do the sewing machine thing, reduce the size of it, and go from there. Well, here we are, Ventura Boulevard. I said I was gonna sit down for a second, didn't I? Jiffy Lube is closed. I can sit right there and chill. Jiffy Lube used to be my go-to. I've been in this one a bunch of times when I had a car. I mean, I got a car now, but when I had an older car that for a long time. I guess I had this one for a long older car too, but I had maintenance on this one, so I didn't have to. I had maintenance on this one, so I didn't have to pay for my old oil changes. I'm just doing this to be doing it because there's a stand. Just because there's a stand. Let me check and see how many steps I got. 5,600, so I'm way above. So if I turn around and go back the way I came, I should get back over 10,000. And that's the goal today, not to do, you know, I should be shooting for 16,000. But just to get to 10,000, keep that green line showing for the day is what we're trying to get to. Think I might have to bring Renegade here. I don't know if I'll go to the dealer. The dealers take too long. Not that it matters, because I don't drive the car anyway, but see what the dealer's talking about. You know, because I think I Googled Jiffy Lube, the prices of Jiffy Lube, and it was like 100 and something. You know, if I pay 100 and something, I might as well. This is the time we used to do them ourselves. No miles. It would be nice if I could find a good mechanic. I should probably start looking to do that. Somebody other than the dealer. I'm not paying that. I'm not paying dealer prices or mall prices. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, totality of it all, hypothesis of all is one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.